Welcome to Science of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. When I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Mediums and Messages at Signs of Life Radio with our host, Bob Ginsberg. I'm Fran Ginsberg, and our show tonight is sponsored by Association Transcommunication and can be found on the web at www.atransc.org. Tonight's guest is psychic medium Doreen Malloy, and if you have a question, comment, would like to talk to our guest or get a connection to a loved one who has gone before you, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756, or you can instant message the studio at Signs of Life Radio on AIM. And good evening to you, Bob.
And hello there. And as you mentioned to our listeners, normally Angelina Diana would be hosting Mediums and Messages. She is away on vacation. And actually, our guest medium tonight, Doreen Malloy, has hosted the show on two occasions already. So she's our listeners may be familiar with her. She's an extraordinary medium. And yes, we will be using the regular Mediums and Messages format, and you'll be able to ask questions of Doreen, things that you were always wondering, or request a connection, and we'll intersperse the show with both of those things. And did you see that thing in the paper? You showed it to me, actually, as I recall, about that
the man who was rescued from the subway?
In New York, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's an amazing thing that two men jumped in right before a train and pulled this guy out, who I understand accidentally fell in, but his comment was what was so unusual.
Yeah, what we're talking about is a story where a gentleman in the New York City subways was leaning up against a pole right by the subway tracks and felt faint and then and dizzy, and then he actually collapsed and fell, you know, into the tracks with an oncoming train coming, and a lot of good Samaritans jumped in and saved him. But you were curious about his comments afterwards.
And it was on the front page of Newsday. I did throw out that newspaper, so I can't quote it exactly, but it was this revelation that, you know, I had this brush with death, and I'm getting a second chance, and now I need to find out my purpose in life.
You know, doesn't that happen so often? You know, people are in their own little cocoons, and when something traumatic or tragic happens, it spurs all sorts of emotions and questions. People search for meaning. Why did it happen? And why didn't I die? And what does it mean?
I know, and for a lot of people, it turns them around. It either makes them more spiritual or, for some people, more religious. I know the most famous one that comes to mind is when Kirk Douglas, famous Hollywood actor for many years, the father of Michael Douglas, who's been in the news recently, he had a very serious brush with death where everybody else on the set around him died, and he was the only one living. And that's when you really start to question, and that's what he did, wrote a book about it.
Well, I know you mentioned to me, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if people start questioning meaning?
Questioning it now without having any kind of an experience, because right. That's what we're supposed to do.
Although, you know, we find that so often, even, you know, with people who lose loved ones, you know, and after their loved ones, you know, pass away, the same people who never contemplated, you know, an afterlife and never contemplated, you know, any deep meaning, and sort of went through life thinking that everything was random, you know, all of a sudden have this need, this burning desire. You know, some might say it's for their own well-being and their own survival, you know, as they go through their daily lives, but they have to know. They want to ask all sorts of questions. which is why mediums are so important. It's an outlet that people have when they're unable to make, you know, their own connections, and they're able to find out that most important question. The first question is, do they still live? Are they still around? And then after they get the answer to that, then they move on to other questions like, where are they and are they okay?
Right. Are they okay? I think it's like the biggest question. You really want to know they're okay.
Well, I think everybody's anxious to get to Doreen Molloy. So I think what we're going to do is take our break now. And when we come back, you'll have the pleasure of being able to speak with psychic medium Doreen Molloy. So stay with us.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.winbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.winbridge.org.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. The number here is 1-888-815-9756. Tonight's guest is psychic medium Doreen Molloy. Many of you, as I mentioned at the top of the show, are familiar with Doreen already. She's a very accomplished medium. She's a former research medium in the Veritas program at the University of Arizona. She continues to work with scientists in a research capacity and is a board member of the Winbridge Institute, where they conduct mediumship research. She's on the Medium Advisory Board of Forever Family Foundation and, of course, certified by the foundation. She's a certified grief recovery specialist. She's the author of a wonderful book that appears on our website called Proof Positive. And she has an extensive private practice. She does both mediumistic and psychic work. She teaches psychic development. She's got, I know, 3 books in the works. So very busy lady. And I guess that's about all I can say at the, without going and taking up the whole show. So welcome, Doreen.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. I didn't mention your website, which we will again, but it's DoreenMolloy.com, DoreenMolloy.com. You know, I introduced you as a psychic medium, and when we use the term psychic medium, we're referring to 2 different types of readings that you do.
Yeah, you know, and I try to clear that up a lot of times because all mediums are psychic, you know, but not all psychics are mediums. Not all psychics are able to connect with people in other dimensions in the afterlife. Also, you know, sometimes people work on connecting with guides or angels. These are energies that are in other dimensions. A lot of psychics actually don't do that. You really would need to be mediumistic in order to do that. But on the psychic side, you know, a lot of times people will come to me for a reading on, you know, relationship matters, or maybe they want to keep the focus on business or whatever it is that, you know, might be happening currently in their life and things that might be coming up for them. So, yeah, very, very different types of information, you know, that psychic mediums are able to tap into.
Yeah, and I know it. You describe, you know, from prior conversations that, you know, one might ask how you can tell the difference, and there's a different feel to the information, evidently, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It feels totally different. The thing I always mention is that mediumship feels totally different than any other type of psychic ability. So, you know, it's just, it has that you feel that sense of connection with someone. And so the energy and the information and the way it comes through, it all feels very different than just tapping into your own psychic ability, you know, where you have that sense of knowing something without knowing exactly how you know, but you know it, you know.
Right.
But in mediumship, it's very different because you're working with other people, other consciousness. And so, you know, you're tapping into that and you're getting information that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, before we go to the phones, there's one question that we get asked a lot. Maybe you could shed some light. And it comes up very often, especially from people who have had some sort of communication, after-death
mm-hmm.
communication. And they ask, well, you know, how long will this last? You know, does it stop after a certain amount of time has passed? And, I mean, how would you answer that?
Are you talking about the amount of time, like
in
months or years or things like that? Or are you
talking about the
amount of time of the experience?
I'm talking about the duration of time. Like, people think, you know, well, they got a communication, but will they continue to get it for the years to come? Or is this like one-time shot, you know?
No, they can. It really has more to do with a living person's abilities to be able to perceive that information and really kind of find a way to tap into it. The thing that I try to impress upon people is that average people everywhere will very oftentimes feel that connection. They'll get something, and it's very short duration. It might only last a few seconds. You know, they might just get a glimmer of a connection with someone as opposed to what a medium can get, because a trained medium is able to sustain a connection. So we can get a lot more information. But as far as how often it could happen, it really depends on each person's development. For instance, if, you know, you have a fairly decent meditation skill, and you practice meditation, you know, fairly often, you have a better chance of perceiving some information on the other side. If, on the other hand, you know, you're bogged down with the craziness of life and, you know, you get to the end of the day and you just kind of fall into bed at night, the odds are you're not going to have those kinds of experiences in the waking state.
Right.
You know, the other way, of course, is through dreams, and, you know, that really is the easiest way for them to communicate with us. And that, you know, that opens up a whole other set of things, because you have to find a way then to remember your dreams and have that recall the following day, as opposed to maybe things being a little bit fuzzy, you know.
Right.
But people can have the experience. Actually, you can get better at it. Think of it like practice. You know, the more you practice it, the better it can get.
Well, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Is it okay if we take a caller?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Tony from Florida. Tony, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, Bob, Fran, Doreen.
Good evening.
Tony. Hello.
Yes,
how are you?
Okay. Did you have a question from Doreen, or did you like to request a connection?
It would pleasure me most to receive a connection from someone in the spirit side of life that's very close to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Tony, I'm listening to your voice, and I've got very strong, actually, female energy on the other side for you. I don't know if your own mother is in spirit, but I have the energy of a mother figure, and there's also another female there with her. Very strong female. I feel more female energy than I do male. I'm also feeling like this woman's passing might have been fairly recent. I want to say somewhere between, you know, maybe the last 3 to 8 years. She's not gone a very, very long time, but it's not real recent like this year. I'm also hearing a name like Joanne or Joni or Joanna or something like that. I want you to think of names that perhaps are a J-N sound or a G-N sound. Names are important because they could be connected to us in different ways. It may not be her name, but it's someone's name that would be significant in some way, either to this woman on the other side or to you. I've got to tell you also, they're showing me symbolically. I get a lot of things symbolically from people on the other side, and they're showing me that you have more than a passing interest in either mediumship or connecting with the other side. They're making me feel like you actually delve into this. You're reading about this. You're studying this, or you're going to be studying this. The way they're giving me this, they're actually showing me, if you can imagine making a big, giant letter V in the air, it shows me that your spirituality, where it is at the bottom, and it opens up tremendously, where you're going to be gathering a lot more information and actually experiencing some things on your own. Okay, so I want you to really pay attention to that and watch for that. They're also telling me, I hear this female's voice, and I don't know which one it is because they come together, and I feel like they're side by side, these two women. But they're telling me that things are going to really get better for you work-wise or business-wise, something to do with business or career path in some way. And they're giving me kind of like a heads-up because I don't think this has happened for you yet. But they're showing me this, and they're telling me to let you know, really kind of pointing to next year. Watch for after the month of February, after February, okay, because I'm seeing March on the calendar, letting me know that things are going to get quite a bit better for you in terms of, you know, your financial situation, your business situation. Watch for that, okay? And, again, yeah. Very heavy emphasis on your own spirituality developing. Do you understand why they would say that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you must be doing a lot of reading or maybe studying something or studying with someone or under someone. They're also telling me very clearly you have had communication on your own. So you've been able to, you know, perceive people on the other side or get some kind of information. Here's what I want to tell you about that. A little bit of a lesson in patience. I want you to be patient because this is really going to excel for you. And just like we were just talking about before you got on the phone, practice makes perfect. It's just like anything else. So stay with this. You have a lot of very loving energy on the other side, and I feel like your connections to the people that I'm connected to there, they're telling me very, very close. There was also the loss of a child in your family. Someone lost a pregnancy, and they want you to know that the energy of that child's on the other side with them, okay, because no energy is ever lost. Always remember that. But I hope this helped a little bit today. And whatever you're doing, you must be doing something right because they're saying, go, Tony. Go, Tony. That's what I'm hearing. So keep doing what you're doing, especially with spiritual studies. You will get there. And, again, a little bit of a lesson in patience. But I hope this helped for you a little bit today. Did you understand some of this information? Can you relate to this?
I can absolutely do.
Okay. You got a lot of love and hugs coming into you from the other side. So always know you're not alone. You know, when people pass away, they can't be here with us anymore in physical form, but their consciousness does survive physical death. And they get to take a lot of things with them. And this is really for all the listeners out there. I mean, we get to take our memories with us. We get to take our personality traits with us. And we absolutely get to take all the connections that we have to people here on the living earth, because those connections are forever. Love is forever. Our relationships are forever. So always remember that. Okay?
Well, thank you, Tony. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you so much, Doreen, and for you, Bob, and Fran, for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. You know, Doreen, I wanted to ask you, I don't think I ever asked you this before, but do you sometimes find that clients, just by the nature of the fact that you are a medium and you do get evidence, you know, of survival by getting messages from people on the other side, do you find that people just naturally assume that because you can do that you have this intricate knowledge of the afterlife, you know exactly what's going on there?
Yeah, sometimes they actually ask questions about that. Like they want to know sometimes, well, what's it like over there? What are they doing? You know, they'll
right.
ask me like that.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is, Bob, I'm not going to know until I get there myself.
Right.
Honestly, you know, I can give them some sense of what I think might be happening, you know, in some cases. But, you know, it's really hard. It's hard to tell. And what I'm shooting for when I do a mediumship session for someone, I'm really trying to get some kind of information that would be considered evidential. And usually what that is going to refer to are things that happened to people when they were alive, not so much what's happening with them now that they're on the other side.
Right.
You know, so it's more about, you know, just kind of connecting, making that connection for the people who are still here so that they really recognize the information, and it's going to bring them some sense of evidence. But yeah, it's hard to say sometimes what it is they're doing on the other side. I think that from just what I have been able to sense, I think that when we are on the other side, we are still continuing with our spiritual development. So whatever that means, you know, in whatever manner we do that on the other side, is probably very different than the way we do it here, you know.
Right.
But I do think that people laugh when I say this, but I just don't think we're sitting in the clouds eating bonbons. I just don't. You know, I think that we're doing important work on the other side and that we're, you know, making important connections. And also, I think those who are in the afterlife work really, really hard to try to give us a sign, a little bit of a heads up to let us know that their consciousness has survived physical death. I sometimes think they work a lot harder than we do, just so that we can find some kind of peace and maybe just resolve some of the grief that we're feeling here.
Right. And maybe, you know, we don't really know, but it's quite possible that being able to reach people in the physical somehow helps them in their development.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it helps them advance, so to speak, you know. But let's, I know we have a bunch of callers holding, so
okay.
Let's go to Rita from Long Island. Rita, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, Doreen. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a question for me, or would you like a connection to someone?
I like a connection, if that's possible.
Okay. So, you know what's interesting, and this is for anyone else that calls in, too. Mediums have to hear your voice, okay?
Okay.
And it's one of the ways we make a connection. I'm listening to your voice, and I feel like you have a lot of people on the other side. It's as if many people stepped forward all at once for you because they want you to know you've got a cheering section over there, okay? And they're really very involved in your life, and they're watching over you, and they see what you're accomplishing. A couple of things step forward for me. First of all, I've got an older woman on the other side, and she's got a young person with her, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but she's making me feel like I have to connect with her first. All right?
Okay.
Okay, because she wants you to know that none of them are alone. They're all together there. And she's kind of coming through to me with very, very maternal energy. And she brings this young person with her, and she wants you to know that everything's okay there. They're all together there. Also, how do you understand an S name connected to you? Somebody with a first name with an S. Just yes or no. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. And I'm feeling the energy strong of this child on the other side. Is this your child that was lost?
Yeah, but not with an S.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
An F would be another person.
That's fine. But I feel the energy very strong of this child on the other side also.
Okay.
Now, oh, wow. Okay. So
yeah.
I've got a lot of strong energy for you on the other side. I have to tell you, I don't know what's coming up for you, but there's going to be some kind of gathering together of people. And I think it's not just your family. I feel like you've got some friends also. They're telling me they're going to be at this event. I don't know if you know what this is yet, or, you know, we're approaching the end of the year. Maybe it's the holidays or a holiday type of gathering or something. But they're making me feel like a whole bunch of people here come together, and they need for you to know that they see this and that they're part of this. And also, I feel like you're either wearing something on your hand or on your wrist. They're telling me to point, like, to your hand or your wrist or something. I don't know if you're wearing something that belongs to somebody on the other side, but they're acknowledging this for me. Maybe you don't have it on right now, but you wear something from time to time, and I feel like I've got to talk about that and acknowledge that for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's Pete? How are you connected to somebody named Pete?
No.
You don't understand that name?
No.
Okay. I feel like that person, Pete, is here, living. It's not somebody on the other side. Probably also outside your family circle, obviously, not a family member because you don't recognize it. They're telling
okay.
me there's a female on the other side connected to this man. I don't know how you know him. By the way, if you don't understand a first name, when I give it to you, think of last names. I will sometimes say Peter, but you know somebody with a last name like Peters or Peterson, okay? So
okay.
keep in mind, it could be either or. They're telling me there's a female on the other side, and it's connected to somebody with this name here. They're just bringing it up because you've got a very, very wide circle of people there. It's not just your immediate family.
Okay.
So I want you to understand that. They're telling me that, okay, they're handing you a rose. We've got either a birth date or an anniversary date right around now. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, this is their way of acknowledging that. And they're also, are you the one that lights the candles? Or somebody's lighting candles. Do you understand?
Yeah, me and my
okay.
mother.
Okay. Okay. Because when you light that candle, it's like sending them love and light, and they get it. Okay? And they want you to know that. So don't ever think that, well, you know, I'm lighting these candles, but I don't know if it means anything or, you know, if it's helping them. Trust me when I tell you it is, and they're getting that. They're getting that energy. It's not about the candle. It's about your power of intent and how much love you feel for your loved ones on the other side. They get that, okay? Okay, let me just see. Okay, you've got, now when you got on the phone, they said it was Rita from Long Island, but I get that
yeah.
there's something going on for you in the city. Do you understand that? Or you get pulled to the city, or you work in New York City, or you've got something coming up there. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay, I want you to watch for this, because there's something that's going to bring you to the city. This is why they're showing me this. If
okay.
it's not something you're doing right now, I want you to watch for it, because it could be an event. It could be, I don't know what this is. It could be something connected to them. But you're going to be in New York City for something, all right? And watch for this,
okay.
because it's between now and the end of the year. It's not very far off.
Okay.
You've got a lot of people that love you there. I feel enormous love. And also, this older female that comes through to me, she puts her arms around you and gives you a hug, and she tells me she used to do that a lot. And she's making me feel like I'm still with you, and our energy on the other side is still intact and together. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she, okay, let me just see. Okay, the older male's there also. She's got an older male there with her. That Pam.
There's not a younger male there.
there's a younger male there also, but that's the younger person, I think. But there's an older one there who's passed like a while ago. He's been there for a long time, and she's telling me to let you know he was there when she crossed. Okay, He was already there. The younger male is there as well. She's got the younger energy with her. And just know that they're okay there. Just know that they're okay. You've got a lot of energy there. You've got a lot of people that were connected to you. I feel like your family was actually kind of large. Who had the family of five above you? Is that in your parents' generation?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm feeling the five, the family of five. But you've got like a lot of people, even two generations up where your grandparents are, a lot of people over there, okay?
Okay. Can I ask a question, or is that?
Sure, yes.
My husband just passed.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if, you know, if he made it or...
Oh, he's okay. He's there. He's there. Oh, gosh, you've got so many people there that have close ties to you.
He's 33, so this is...
Okay. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. This must have been very recent. Was it this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. This was a very fast passing. Very quick. They're showing me very quick. I feel like this female I'm connected to is probably not going to move out of the way, but she's acknowledging for me. So she won't let me feel him on my own, but she's telling me he's right there, he's right there. And his passing was quick. He crosses right over. She's there waiting for him. She passed before him.
Yes.
Okay. This has got to be like a mom figure. Is it his mother or is it your mother? Who is this female?
No, it's actually my aunt.
Your aunt. Okay, because I know it's a generation above you. Okay.
Yeah.
But she comes very maternal, very mother-like, okay? Very nurturing, very mothering. Your husband's in good hands there. A lot of people there. Oh, my gosh. I could be on the phone with you for about 4.5 hours, I think. You know everyone. But I know we don't have that kind of time.
I know. I just wanted to make sure that he's okay.
Okay. Where's John connected also, for you or him? How is that person connected?
Living?
I never know with names whether it's a living person, a person on the other side. I just hear them say the name to me.
John. On his side, I think.
Yeah, I think it's on his side. But I'm just hearing an acknowledgement for that. Just know that he's okay. I know we don't have a lot of time to really connect for you the way we would like, because you've really got a lot of people there. and keep lighting those candles and keep sending that love. I guarantee you, you're going to feel it come back from them also. Just concentrate on it, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Rita.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, that is so much, you know, your role as a medium, and I mentioned at the top of the show that you're also a certified grief recovery specialist, and the roles sort of intertwine a bit, don't they?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I became a medium first, and then I think it was in 2003, I got my certification in grief work. And I was so excited about that because I knew that having that kind of background was really going to be helpful to many, many people. As mediums, other mediums will tell you this as well, we are talking to people all the time that are going through different, you know, stages of their grief. And so it really helps to have that, you know, that sense of compassion and the sense of knowledge, for instance, knowing what to say and knowing what not to say.
Right.
You know? And so I was very grateful to have gotten that kind of certification. I really felt that it really helped me, not with psychic work, but really with mediumship, I think.
Right. And we have been talking with Doreen Molloy. Her website is DoreenMolloy.com. We're going to go to a short break, and we come back. We're going to continue a conversation and readings with psychic medium Doreen Molloy, so stay with us.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio, and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
If you're just tuning in, our guest here tonight is psychic medium Doreen Malloy. This show is sponsored by Association Transcommunication and can be found on the web at www.atransc.org. The phone number here is 1-888-815-9756. Before we get back to Doreen, we have a few important foundation updates for our listeners. And with these hard times upon us, some of our supporters have written to say that they love the show. They want to see it continue. They love the work of Forever Family Foundation, but they just don't have the extra dollars these days to send our way. Even though we are a 100% volunteer, not-for-profit organization, it still takes a lot of money to do the work we do, and yet we want to do so much more. So this is how everyone can help without sending us money. Go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and apply for the Visa credit card. Visa will make a donation to us for each card that's taken out. And each time the card is used, a portion of that charge is donated back to Forever Family Foundation. But you don't have to stop there. If your shopping takes you to the Internet, consider shopping at Amazon.com. But first use the link on the Forever Family Foundation website, and again, a portion of your spending comes back to support our work without you spending any additional dollars. Now, if you don't see what you want on Amazon, then sign up with iGive.com and name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. Then search iGive.com for your items. For each search, we receive a donation. And when you find your items in one of their 700-plus online stores, sites, hotels, and the list goes on, a portion of what you spend is again donated back to Forever Family Foundation. So please take a moment when you shop and show us that you care. We also have our Holidays Past raffle is up and running. You can win a one-hour phone medium reading. There will be 5 lucky winners, and if you're in there, you can win multiple times. People have done that. The 5 readings are by Bobby Allison, Angelina Diana, Rebecca Anlo Cicero, Laura Lynn Jackson, and Kathy Towell. So go to the website, Forever Family Foundation, and click on the link to enter the raffle. And the most important thing coming up is our November conference. And since we have Doreen on the line, and Doreen's going to be one of our speakers at the conference, Doreen, want to add something to that?
I'm so excited to be there. First of all, I love that conference. I've been there. This is going to be my third one, I think. That's the other two. And it's just chock full of information. It's organized so well. There are so many different things that are going to be happening each of the days. I love being able to get together with the scientists and, you know, really seeing how things look from their position as opposed to us. You know, we're the mediums. We look at things in a spiritual way, you know, and then they look at the scientific side of this. Really, really fascinating. I just absolutely love that it's in Florida this year. We can get out of the cold, so it's wonderful. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's always a very enjoyable event. It's always very uplifting. I think it brings people so much peace and so much sense of evidence as we, you know, roll through each day and go through one event after the other. Just a wonderful, wonderful time. So I really look forward to it, and I'm very honored to be a part of that.
And we're honored to have you. And that conference is November 13th through 14th. It's in the Fort Myers area, and you can find out all the information on our website by going to foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Right, and if you can't attend and you'd like to send in some sort of a door prize or a donation or some giveaway for our attendees, just call the office at 631-425-7707. We'll be glad to help you out with that. Or we also have vendor tables at the conference itself.
Okay. And that takes care of our announcements. And I know that we have a lot of people patiently waiting. So if we can, we'll get right back into the calls. And we have Allison from Connecticut. Allison, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Hi, how are you?
How are you? And you're on with Doreen Malloy.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Doreen.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I was hoping for a connection. I have some very exciting things happening in my life, and I was looking for guidance and direction.
Okay. You have very vibrant energy. I love the sound of your voice.
Oh, thank you.
You've got an older male, by the way, on the other side. You've got quite a few people there that step forward for you, but I'm aware of a male energy on the other side, and I'm feeling like, wow, you said you've got exciting things going on. I feel like we have to say congratulations to you because there's some kind of achievement. If you haven't hit that yet, it's coming. But you're hitting some kind of achievement here where they're actually applauding you on the other side for all the work and everything that you've put into this. Hang on one second here.
Yep.
Okay. How are you connected to a Chris? Where's that?
That's my brother.
That's your brother. Okay. Because I'm hearing them mention. He's still here, though, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Because I'm hearing them wanting to acknowledge him as well. Okay, there's also an L name connected to you. I don't know if you have a Lynn or Linda or...
Yeah, that's my sister.
That's your sister. Oh, okay.
So, yep, you
know,
both
they don't...
Siblings.
Okay, they don't want to leave them out, okay? So that's why they're mentioning them. You guys have great energy on the other side. I feel like your family who's there... You also have a friend there, by the way. You have somebody outside your family circle. They're telling me to mention that. Okay. But I feel like your family, very close-knit and very, very much there for each other, okay? They're telling me to mention something, so I have to just kind of sidetrack here for just a second. Your sister, I don't know if she's kind of going through something right now. She's very worried or she's, like, got a lot on her mind, like she's very stressed or something. Okay, they're telling her, try to relax. This is going to work out. Whatever's happening, okay?
Okay.
They, like, actually interrupted me and said, I had to say that before I go on to you, okay?
All right, I'll pass it on.
Okay. Now, you're going to have quite a 2011, I have to tell you. They're making me feel like great achievements for you. There's something, they want me to say something about you moving forward, okay? I also don't know if you have a physical move in the works as well. I don't know if you're thinking about moving or changing your location or if it's a, you know, a business-related thing where you're moving. I see a lot of movement for you, though, for 2011, okay? And I want you to pay special attention to that. There's some travel coming up for you as well. So, boy, you're going to be busy, okay?
Yes, a lot of travel,
A lot of travel. They're showing me travel for you. And also, I feel like this is something that really, it's going to be really good for you moving forward. You know, sometimes you hear people say, oh, you know, I have to travel. It's such a chore. Not this time. I feel like travel for you really brings a lot of good connections for you. And it also, they're telling me to tell you it's going to open doors. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Okay. Because I see doors opening, and I see your connections to new people, and I see new opportunities coming for you from that. That's the way they're showing me. Boy, you've got some cheering section there. Wow.
Oh, I think I do. I listen to them all the time, yes.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you also, you must be doing something, some kind of dream work as well, because I feel like your loved ones on the other side have communicated with you in the dream state as well.
I've started becoming a medium. It just happened for me. That was my insight that I was looking for. And
that was your
right
insight.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, just whatever you're doing, keep doing it. For you, I think it's important that you continue to try to make connections, even if you're not being trained or you're not taking formal training or anything.
That helps me so much, yeah.
Okay.
Because
they tell me,
No,
they're telling me to tell you that. They're telling me that you need to just keep reaching for them. Remember that when you reach for them, they reach for you, okay?
Yes.
And they're going to give you signs and signals. They're going to give you little heads up. Sometimes when it first starts out, it's very, very subtle. You know, and you're not going to get a lot of information. And I also get a sense you are having a little bit of a hard time sustaining the connection, but that's going to get easier for you. Okay?
Okay, good.
It's going to get a lot easier. Did you just attend a big gallery event with a famous medium also?
Yes.
Or do you have... Okay, you did.
It was about 50 people. Yeah, about 50 people, yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me this. And they said that you're watching and you're observing and you're learning. You need to go to learn more so than it is to get a connection. You're observing how mediums are working. You understand that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. 100%.
I'm so excited for you because I actually can see you developing.
I'm so excited. Oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear, just to keep going.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Never give up. Keep going. Do whatever you can. Don't ever be dissuaded also, just because sometimes a connection doesn't feel strong for you. Believe me when I tell you, you're going to have your wow moments. They're really kind of showing me this. So watch for a lot of activity. I'm telling you, the next, I want to say 12 to 18 months, it's going to take you right through 2011. Get a lot of good things coming up, a lot of changes, a lot of movement, which includes your travel. But also your development is just going to be spectacular, and you're just going to have so much fun with this. And it opens up many other possibilities for you. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. That was perfect.
Okay. And they're telling me, you're going to laugh, but they're telling me you need to get another bookcase because you're going to have way too many books, and now you have no place to put them. Do you understand?
Yes, that's absolutely true, yeah.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Doreen, I noticed in that reading, you know, that you mentioned the caller's, you know, brother and sister by name.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen often? Will you get...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it does. You know, I always tell people, too, when names come through to mediums, we never know, for me anyway, I don't know if it's people living or people on the other side. But usually they're going to be connected in some significant way, either to the person who's the sitter that we're reading for or to the deceased person that I'm connected with. So there'll be some connection there. But I like when that happens, especially with siblings, because oftentimes the elders that are on the other side, they want to make sure they don't leave people out here, and they want to acknowledge them because they love all of us, you know.
All right, I'd love to get in another call before we run out of time. So let's go to Valerie from Illinois. Valerie, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hello. You're on with Doreen Malloy.
Hi, Valerie.
How are you guys?
I'm good.
Hi.
How are you? Do you have a question about something?
Actually, I want to be connected with my brother.
With your brother. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay, I do feel a male energy there. I've got a female there also that passed with cancer, though. I just want to let you know that.
Okay,
because there's an older female there. We've got a cancer for her. Now, your brother's energy. Okay. Okay, his passing must have been very quick. Mm-hmm. I'm getting something very quick, very sudden, and very unexpected about this. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I also feel like he's a younger age. I don't feel like he's older. And also, they're making me aware of, some kind of, like, event that takes place. I'm feeling there's something event-connected, like, or some event happens right before he passes or at the time he passes. Do you understand this?
Right before a couple things in his life.
Okay.
They were pretty big.
Wow. You know, I'm getting a lot of confusion. I feel like there was a lot of chaos or there was a lot of confusion. Things are like topsy-turvy. That's the way they're showing me this. I do feel his energy. It comes into me. I just want you to know it comes in very subtle, very calm, very soft.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get that there was, you know, he wasn't like a boisterous kind of person. A very gentle energy is the way I'm getting this. Okay. He's telling me, I don't understand this, so I need for you to explain it. He's showing me some kind of astrology symbol. I don't know if you do astrology, or he did, or if you had an astrology reading, or there's... I'm seeing astrological symbols. Do you understand why I would see that?
Well, I've been reading astrology a lot since he has actually passed away.
Okay. That would probably be... The reason I would probably get that, then, is indicating that you're probably going to study this. Like, he sees you doing this, okay. One of the reasons they'll bring up something like that is because they want us to know that they can still see us, they still hear, you know, they kind of know what's taking place here. He's telling me to tell you that his passing was not traumatic, even though it was for everybody here, because I feel like your brother passed very suddenly, and I feel like there's a rapid succession of events that's taking place before this, and he makes me feel like this, you guys had the rug pulled out from under you, but he's okay on the other side. Also, there's a man on the other side with him that lost one of his toes or he lost part of his foot or something. I don't know what this is, like part of, I don't know what this is, but he's telling me to mention this to you. So I don't know if it's in your family or if it's somebody connected to him in a different way. I'm almost feeling like it's a toe, like the man could still walk, but he lost like one or two toes or something like that. And I've got the female, I got a female on the other side that has the cancer as well. Do you understand that? It's above you.
Yeah, my grandmother actually passed from cancer, and every time I get something like, every time I connect, they always tell me she's with them.
Okay, because the reason they'll always do that, and I'm a big believer in this, they're not alone on the other side. They want us to know that when they cross over, they do get to stay together in a circle of energy that's connected to you. I always call that our circle of love. Okay, on the other side.
Okay.
Your brother's okay. He's telling me that he's very much aware of what's taking place in your life right now, and he makes me feel like, for you, he wants to point to December of this year. Things are going to kind of calm down a little bit for you, which is really kind of unusual because usually in December around the holidays, things are crazy for us. You know, we get hectic.
Right.
But I feel like December for you is going to actually get calmer, if you understand that. Okay? And also he says he hears you. He hears you.
Got it.
Talk to him. You talk to him like he's in the room with you. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay. So he hears you. And he says he hears you when you talk to him in the car, too. Yeah.
Yes, so, I do that, too.
I know. That's what he's telling me that. I know that. So they can hear us. You know, they know everything that's... By the way, can you check your tires? Check the tires on your car.
My tires are bad. I just had a flat.
You just had the flat now? Like this week?
I just had the flat the other day, and the tire's still bad, and it's low again today.
Okay. You want to check those again, okay? Because he's telling me to tell you that. He's watching out for you. out for you. He's okay there, though. Just know that his energy is still very, very much connected to you. And, you know, if you work on it and you work on just a little bit of meditation, sometimes even people that are not trained, we can actually feel them. Okay?
Yeah,
okay there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Valerie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Valerie.
And I know we're winding down here, and I apologize to all those that are still holding. And
okay.
And people, we have been talking with Doreen Molloy. Her website is DoreenMolloy.com. Her website is actually quite artistic, and there's a lot of information on it, so I encourage you to visit.
Spend a little time.
Spend a little time. We don't have time to talk about it now, but I mean, I mentioned that Doreen is the author of Proof Positive, which is a wonderful book, and we'll just give the audience a tease. She's currently writing a book that's going to be a blockbuster called Mass Deception. So go on the website, read a little bit about it, because when that hits, there's going to be a lot of publicity, and we might even say a little bit of controversy. But
we're going to see that.
Yeah. Loving controversy.
Right. So, Doreen, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope we'll see you before the conference, and we always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
See you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And as always, I just want to quickly say a prayer for the Gulf. Now let's give energy of love and gratitude to the waters and all the living creatures in Mexico Gulf by praying like this. To the waters, whales, dolphins, pelicans, fishes, shellfishes, planktons, corals, algae, and all creatures in our Gulf of Mexico. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. That was written by Masaru Emoto. And
with that, it's time to say that our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.